trigger me no press people button. No bad attack come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me some. Till I feel so forget the next time. Press trigger me no press people button. No bad attack come face me with
some. Hello and welcome to the Bro Race Bro Podcast. I'm your bro Dane and
I'm your bro Easy. And well, I'm just gonna tell you guys what we did. So we were earlier this week, we were at the Grove Presbyterian Church Freedom School with our podcast team, giving away prizes to kids like Callie and Quinn and all these other kids. There's a bunch of kids there. It's a lot of kids. But guess what's still here? Your boy, the giant llama. We'll put a picture of him on the website this week so you guys can see him. You can email us and be like, you know what, I want that giant llama.
And right now. And it's free. Who doesn't like free stuff?
But apparently nobody wants a giant llama. They just want other stuff, like fanny packs and stuff, but not a giant llama. It's okay. He'll get some love one day. Anyway, gonna jump right into the really good stuff of the podcast.
The nitty gritty.
Dating to kick it off with, the joke of the week.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why do cows have bells?
So you can hear them coming? No? Okay. Why do cows have bells? I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
That's not funny. Okay. We're going to have a press conference with the whole Bro vs. Bro team, the whole institute about the quality of Dayton's jokes. They've been descending over the past couple weeks, so.
Did you say that at the beginning? You always said that my jokes were... Okay, Easy. How about you start doing the joke of the week?
Okay. Start next week. Next week, you guys will hear my fresh jokes that I got up my sleeve.
One last thing I don't have to do.
Okay, now it's time for another one of my fresh segments, the big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. Now it's time for, of course, my segment, because it's the best segment. This week's big word of the week is dawdle. Dawdle. It's spelled D-A-W-D-L-E. And again, for the people in the back, it's spelled D-A-W.
W, so when you write to use?
W.
Yeah.
And D-A-W-D-L-E. Dawdle.
Dawdle.
And...
Dawdle.
And you can just tell us the definition, because it's one of your words.
Kindness. Oh, waste time. Or, as Easy as always does, be slow.
It's not funny. It's not... Please, help me.
Okay, now you can just send in. Easy, get better big word of the weeks. Keep on being slow.
Keep on being slow. That's not
keep
funny.
On with the slowness.
Why am I laughing? That's...
Well, it's your fault. You got
African-American war hero. The next segment in this week's podcast. You're not even ready.
Yes, I am.
You're not even ready.
I'm always ready. Okay.
No,
the African American War Hero is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Oliver Law was an African American communist and labor organizer who fought for the Republic in the Spanish Civil War. He was the commander of the entire Abraham Lincoln Brigade for several days and commander of its machine gun regiment for much longer.
Wow.
Yes.
Did some stuff.
Yeah. Because it was my segment. That's why it was so good.
No, I feel like I know somebody who he's kind of like. He was so good. Kind of reminds me of...
Me?
No. Somebody else that's on this podcast.
Our director, BLSO. Duh. Or our therapy dog. No. Or our team mom / security.
No. No, you have any... Guesses?
Cobra Style by the Teddy Bears?
Okay, we're moving on. We're actually having a Bro vs. Bro Institute meeting, because this has gone too far.
Here at Bro vs. Bro Institute, we are biased over Dayton and how good he is.
We're not. Now it's time for...
What is it? Diary, okay?
No, that... Why'd you just take
my book, huh?
It's time for this week's African proverb, which, of course, will be presented to you by...
Easy's book.
Book. This is my book that I wrote.
Wait, actually, who's the sponsor, Easy?
I wrote and published.
Oh, what? Okay. Who's the sponsor?
How and Krauss turns out law. If we can't fix your case, it ain't broke. I don't know. Okay. This week's African American proverb. Did you know that it is a fact that one falsehood spoils 1,000 truths?
So it's like the butterfly effect?
A butterfly flapping his wings.
On the other side of the earth. Could cause a hurricane. On the other side of the earth.
It's not even funny.
It's not funny because it's true.
This is why I'm doing Joke of the Week next week. Because Dane's over here talking about the butterfly effect.
Yeah, I'm still getting the Joke of the Week. No. Stick to Aria, okay?
We'll
deal with it.
Now it's time for this week's book recommendation. Dayton, take it away.
I thought you were so good. Can't you do it?
Sure.
No, okay, never mind. I got it. Book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Because I actually remember my sponsors. Because I'm so good. This is Fish in a Tree, a novel by Linda Moulay Hunt. Allie is in yet another school after bouncing around with her father's military job. So far, she's been able to hide her inability to read at grade level behind her other talents and her not-so-great attitude. But a new teacher challenges Allie in a way that makes her face her fears, not only of being dyslexic, but also of making friends and standing up to bullies.
Wow. That's the first good thing you've said this whole podcast. And it wasn't even by you. It's okay.
Actually, you haven't said anything good this podcast the whole time, so how about you do something?
Well, I would, but you know, it's not my segment yet. It's still Tech Fact, so just go ahead and do your Tech Fact.
Oh, okay. Tech Fact is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Okay, Easy. Here comes my yet another great words, which were brought from the River Cerebro Institute, which is ran by me. 97% of people type in random words on Google just to see if they spelled it right. Like Easy.
It's not funny.
Easy, what did you get for the big word of the week?
Skull. He's like, stop fucking, stop! Stop it! Stop doing that! Gosh, over
here. He was like, a D, a A, a W, a D, a L, a E. Doddle! Oh my god, it's actually a word.
That's not funny. You're not funny. This is why I'm doing Joke of the Week next week.
You
guys should just tune in for the Joke of the Week. And you can just laugh the rest of the day. Just because you know how funny I am.
But the Joke of the Week is today. We also have a Joke of the Week today, so they could tune in for this one today and laugh.
Nobody's laughing about your stupid horns joke, okay?
Watch your profanity, sir.
Uh-oh, Dayton. You know...
We don't use profanity. Okay,
you know what segment it is, right? Uh-oh. Where's my book? I'm pulled off the...
It's right there on your piece of paper, Easy. Why do you need your book?
Novel 84.
It's the same book.
Novel 84. By Ezekiel Self.
You just gave away your last name.
Let me turn to the next podcast. Next page to find...
The next podcast.
Look. Here. Oh, here it is. Kindness.
Look how you're getting this.
Kindness! Kindness is the language with which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
That was not that good of a close. Try again.
Okay. Sorry, that's actually right.
Okay. Oh, that was pretty bad.
Okay. Dane, what does that mean to you? I know your little thing.
You
can't handle all this information, but you can try. What does it mean to you?
Well, actually, can you read that again?
Every single day. Gotta get the book back out.
But you just picked up your paper.
That's the wrong novel. Here it is. On my giant shelf of books.
Oh, I remember it now.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Let me go back.
If you be kind, everyone can feel it.
Well, that's actually really great. Now you made me get the book out for nothing. Okay, but anyway, so that was, you know, the best segment and also the last segment of this week's podcast.
Actually, you can send us in at brothversusbro@outlook.com what your favorite segment is. And after we asked a couple people, they said joke of the week.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Well, they just felt pity for your sad face. Like,
what? They don't see my face. It's a podcast.
What do you think the best segment is? They can feel your aurora of not good jokes and how hard you're trying to get back.
Aurora?
Aurora is...
Aurora? What is this? Some Northern Lights? What is that?
No. Okay. Dave, we're just going to give shout-outs to people who make us possible. Of course, our producer slash director, BL Self. This week, our song was Cobra Style by the Teddy Bears.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping out back there and put on your seatbelt.
Remember, guys, like Easy always says, next podcast is too close to be far away. And this is Bruh vs. Bro.